Okay, today's year is Yerushalmi, Brachas, Daf Samach Beis, and we are in Parakeitza Mevarchin, and we continue the Shiurim and Maseches Brachas, a schus that we have to learn the Yerushalmi every single day, sponsored by the Elman family, Maseches Brachas, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bichil Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas Rabbi Chaim Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa Bar Le Basriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Yaman Rubin, Aleh Mashalom, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we are talking about different types of brachas, and what happens is there are changes of a bracha when there is a change of the item. What if it's cooked? What if it's pickled? What if it's any crushed up? A number of those issues came up yesterday, and also we spoke about the nusach of the bracha. Ha-motzi, or motzi, or ha-gafen, or gafen. That is what came up on yesterday's daf. So now we continue with some hilchos brachas. Reb Zrikan Omar. Reb Zrikan said, Rabbi Zira boy, Reb Zrikan said that Reb Zira had the following question. Ahan de nasiv termasa umavarech ilohi. Right, we spoke about termasin yesterday, some type of legume which is cooked. The Gemara, the Bavli talks about that it has to be cooked even seven times before it becomes edible. It has to be cooked a lot. What happens if somebody has a bowl of termasin in front of them? They pick up one termas and they make a bracha on it. And then that termas, v'nafamine, and that termas falls down and goes in the mud and gets destroyed and you can't eat it. Mahu mevarcha ilohi zvantin yonis. So do you have to make a bracha on the rest of the bowl? Because the one that you had kavana for, that dropped. So you might think if you ate that one, then you probably for sure don't have to make a bracha for the rest of the food, because that's kind of like a hemshech, l'chora. But the Gemara is focusing on the first one. The one that you're focusing on to make a bracha on, that fell down. So would you have to make another bracha? Then the Charedim quotes from the Rosh that this is the question of the Gemara. Pirish, how you the fun of termasin, v'natal echan mehen, ubirech ala v'nafal biyado. Mibayle yisrach levarach shenis al ha'achirim. Right? You have to make another bracha on the others when you pick up a second one. So the Gemara says, mabin olavin amasamayim. Well, what's the difference in this case and amasamayim? Let's say you're next to a river and you're about to drink from the river and you say a shahakol. So the water that's in front of you when you say the bracha is not the water that's in front of you when you put your hands in and drink, because it's constantly moving. So just like over there, you make the bracha on something else than what's right in front of you. So to what's the difference between that and the termasin case, where it's not right in front of you and there's something else that's like next to it, right? The Charedim say, Maisim b'chol yom. Right? They didn't have a water in the fridge. They always had water in the rivers. And they took Maisim b'chol yom. Adam omed alama samayim. A person happens every day. A person stands at the water. Umivarech, ubo shemivarech, holchu amayim, ubo amayim achir meshose. And water comes, and different water comes in front of you when you're going to drink it. So what's the difference? So just like over there, for sure the bracha works on the other water. Here, the bracha should work on the other termasin. So the Gemara answers, no, maybe not. Amrin Taman over there, right? Lekach, right? It's like Hach and Hassam. Taman over there, Lekach, Kivan Daito Mitchilo. Over there, you know the water is moving. And because you know the water is moving, so that's why, when you make the bracha, maybe it means you have that other water in mind for sure, because you know the water is constantly moving. You know the water that you're going to end up drinking is different than the water in front of you. And as we said yesterday, Hilchas Brachas has so much to do with your Kavana. So much to do with your kavana. That determines the bracha. So here, you had that in mind. Bramacha, lo lakach kivein, daita mitchila. But by the termasin case, who says you had that the other in mind? I'm focusing on this one. I'm focusing on the termas in front of me. And therefore, who said you had that in mind? And therefore, Reb Zera still had the question. Reb Zera still had the question. Tani Rabbi Chia, and according to how the Charedim interprets this, this is like a tashma. Tashma the Tani, as Rabbi Chia says, as the Charedim says, this is an answer to the question. Tani Rabbi Chia, mevrach al pasal b'shas shehu pores. A person should not cut the bread until he's kind of finished the bracha, until he's finished. Right, the Charedim kishehu shalem b'lo acher shabatsa. Right, he should make the bracha when it is whole, and towards the end of the bracha, he could start cutting, but he shouldn't cut it earlier. Why? So the Gemara assumes, why shouldn't you cut it earlier? Maybe because you're worried about this chashash. Because if you cut it beforehand, and then you have it in your hand, and then it falls down, then that could make it a problem for the other bracha. So if it's whole and you make it the bracha on the whole, then for sure you have that's considered a bracha on everything, and therefore it is better that way. Again, the Gemara says Amri b'chia barva hada amra ahein denasav igula umevari chilave v'hulo asi biyade. So what does it sound like from there? That if you take a roll and you make a bracha on it, and then it falls down somehow and it gets ruined, sorach mevarcha chilave tzmatinyanis, you'd have to make a second bracha on it. And therefore, that's how the Gemara seems to answer the question. So again, if you pick one something up in your hand, and you have kavanah to make a bracha on that, and then it falls down, I would have to make a new bracha on what's left, because I really didn't have that in mind for this specific bracha. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Vav, Sifhei, Reish Vav Sifhei, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the Simen about Hefsik and Ta'uyos in brachos. If you say the wrong one, and also, let's just read the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalad. Kol davar shemavarech alav la'achlo, o lahariach bo, tzorach la'achso biyamino, kishehu mevarech. When you make a bracha, you're supposed to hold the item in your hands. You're supposed to hold it in your right hand, if you're a righty. Right, this goes on the list of the 88 items that Rav Chaim Kanievsky lists off in Hilchas Tefillin that's tali on right or left. I think he has 7 categories about when does it switch if you're a righty or a lefty, when does it not switch, when is it totally on stronger, when is it totally on the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when is it totally on, you know, there's a different categories of items that he has. I think he has 88, I wouldn't call them all halachos, but issues and minhagim, and some of them are halachos for sure. But here it says that you're supposed to hold it in your right hand when you make the bracha, so you're focused on it. Mishnah Bura, just because we mentioned that. Hata mishum chashivus. Ubi iter yad azlinam basar yamin usmol didei. Velo basar da alma. This is one of those that goes by chashivus, and therefore a lefty should hold it in his left hand. V'chein mashma michli shubikiv eger. V'chein mashma mimogen avram. V'chein b'chol bracha shemavarech aleiz a mitzvah. Yish lo lechos adover biyad yamino b'shas... Bishas bracha. V'alderecha kabbalah ein litchov aprishim varechla besaken av shiochas hasag mimino k'shomer lechaveru. Fine. So that's the halacha. He also quotes a sefer chasidim, which is unknown. Mr. Bura. K'shomer lechaveru lahoshit lo sefer yikablenu biyad yamino. If somebody's giving you a sefer, you know, take it in your right hand, so that, you know, your shochashiv is there. Right is always the chashiv one. So if somebody's getting you a sefer, so take it in your right hand. But that is the halasiv dalas. That's an important halacha to know. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the continuation, the next halacha. Ein mevarchin lo ala ochel v'lo ala mashke ad sheivu lefanav. Don't make a bracha on something until it's in front of you. If somebody says, yeah, I'm bringing you something from the kitchen, you can start making a bracha. No. You have to make a bracha while it's in front of you. Beirech v'yacharka cheviyu lefanav. If you made the bracha and then they brought it in front of you, tzarech levarech pamacheres. Right? You have to make a new bracha. Didn't count. Mishnah Brura, quoting this from the Achronim, v'yafilu kivein daito aleya b'shas bracha. Even if you had kavana that is coming out to you, gamkin lo mahani kivein sha'az lo hayu lefanav lo hayu labracha al malachul. Right, if you had something the bracha to be chal on, and the bracha was taken care of, then you have the second step of what was nechlal also in the bracha, because the bracha was already, so to speak, chal. And now, what else was included in the bracha? If you knew there was more food coming out, didn't have to be in front of you. But the first item had to be in front of you. And don't compare this to the amas hamayim, which is mentioned. That's kiilu was in front of you, like based on our Yerushalmi. Right, it's totally on someone else. It was in front of you, it was just wrapped up. So then you don't have to make one. Kibetshayi mucha lefanav ve'enotali bedas acherim. So says the prima gadim mitzadein tu'a din kolki agav reshu vadish yuva etzlo. If you know vada, it's on its way out. It's not like the balabais is going to decide. The prima gadim is saying maybe b'di eved you do not have to make another bracha because you know vadai ach lechadchila bevadai yesh li zoher bazeh. Right, lechad chilo, you should be zahir. Number one, mishum hefsik. Number two, the bracha is supposed to be in front of you. The item is supposed to be in front of you when you make the bracha. Just continuing that Shulchan Aruch for a moment. Again, so if it wasn't there, it's going to do bracha. Aval and bire, mishabirach al peirish alafanav. Via charka chaviolo yoser me oso hamin o mimen acher shabirchaso kibirchas arishon eino tzarech lavarech. But you don't have to make a new bracha if it's the same item, same bracha that more was brought out. You ate some apples and now you had more apples brought out to you. You don't have to make a new bracha because it already made the bracha on the first one. Natal biyado pri la'achlo b'richalav. V'nafal biyado v'nevado nimas. Our case, you have a fruit and then it falls down, it becomes disgusting, and you lost it. Tzorach lachzu l'varech. Afal pi shahaya me'osu amin l'fanav yoser. Kishabirech ala rishon. Right, you have to make a new bracha. Ramah. Rak shalohaya daito alav la'achlo. Right, if you didn't have in mind to eat the other one. In other words, Shalohaya Daito Beferish Bashasa Bracha al Kulam Rak Bistama. Timhaya Bedaito Bashasa Bracha Lecho Gamashar Ain Sarach Lachzu Lavarech. Afiluk Shoya Munach Lafana Boala Shulchan. So Mr. Brewer already starts getting into Das issues. If I picked up a tormis and I was planning to eat the whole thing and my bracha was really on everything, I just picked one up, then you probably do not have to make another bracha. Because it was in front of you. You don't even have to be holding it. So the case of the Gemara must have been, you kind of were only focusing on this one. Right now, this is the only one I want to eat. Maybe I'll eat some more in a little bit. Ayin bir alacha, he quotes, sheish kama rishonim shasovrim dafilu bistama gamkin en zachzor levarech, and I think that's what the minhag ha'olam is. Even if I'm not focusing positively on eating the rest, but mistama, if it's all in front of me, I have a bowl of chips, and I pick up one chip to make a bracha on, I'm planning to eat the rest of the chips. Right, mistama. That's what the Bir Alacha quotes here. Tekiva shayim munach lafanav ala shulchan haver kedaito behed yalakol v'safek brachos lahakel. And that generally is what we would say. If you have a whole thing in front of you and you make a bracha on one piece that's on your fork, that's on your the whole group of think of French fries, you pick up one fry, yeah, plenty to eat the rest. And therefore, you don't need positive kavana. Again, lachanchila, better to have kavana. When you make a bracha, think about everything that you are going to be partaking of as part of this bracha. That is lechatchila. Okay. It came up also here about cutting the challah, right? The Brisa quoted was that you shouldn't really cut the challah until, you know, the end of the bracha, but the issue, the chash is, as the Gemara says, because you're nervous if you cut, then you have a piece, and then it falls down, but there's another issue, as we know, there's a concept in halacha of shlemus, that we're supposed to make a bracha on a davar shalem. That's lechatchila on a davar shalem. But that has to be balanced with the issue of hefsek. If I have an apple, I'm going to take a bite out of the apple. I can make it's a whole bar pireis, and I take a bite out of the apple. So that's better than cutting up the apple because you know you make a bracha on a davar shalem. But what if it's something that's normally cuts like bread? So if somebody has pizza, they just take a bite of the pizza, so then they take a bite of the pizza. But if somebody's going to have a bread, so is there an issue? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Samach Zayin, Hilchos weekday Betzias Apas. The weekday Betzias Apas. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a bread, and you're going to cut the bread before you eat it, you have a roll, you're going to cut the roll. Says the Shulchan Aruch, well, you shouldn't just not cut it till afterwards, because that will be a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. But you shouldn't not cut it at all if you don't cut it at all, then it's a hefsek. But if you cut it beforehand, then it's a lack of shlemus. So what do? Cut it a little bit. Cut it a little bit, the Shulchan Aruch says. V'tzorach lachtoch ma'at shem yochaz beprusa yalesh arkigar imo. Don't cut it so much. Cut it a little bit so that if you pick up the little bit that you cut, the rest of the bread will still come with it. We picked up with it. It won't be totally separate. Shim lo kei chashev kiprusa, because if you cut it more than that, then it's already considered totally cut. And then what do? V'yanicha mechuberes lapas v'yaschu lavarech. And then you put it all together. Ki'ilu it's not cut. It looks like a shalom. You make a bracha. V'yachash asiyem ha'bracha yafridena. And after you finish the bracha, you separate it. K'di shetich la'bracha ba'o chapas shalem. So that you make the bracha when it is a shalem. Good. Says the Ramah, Ubishabis lo yachtuch pakikar al achar abracha. Kadeshi yikikar shlemos. On Shabbos you can't do that because you need lachamishna. You need shlemim mamish. Therefore the Ramah says, on Shabbos you can't cut it at all because you need shlemos. Says the Taz, the afagav, the ainza hefsik. Even though, I'm sorry, this Taz is going on the earlier halacha. The Taz says, you should try to cut it a little bit beforehand so that there's no hefsek. And the Taz says, even though it's not really a hefsek, because look at Shabbos. Shabbos, we don't cut it beforehand. So you see, it's not really a hefsek. Because on Shabbos, we cut it after the bracha. So you see, lechachila cut it a little bit, but it's not really a hefsek. Says the Chassam Sofer right here in one line on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, no, I disagree with the Taz. On a weekday, it would be a hefsek because you have an option. You need to cut it a little bit. And therefore, if you don't cut it a little bit, it will be a hefsek. On Shabbos, ain't brera. Hilchas hefsek is totally on your options. And therefore, it says the Chassam Sofer, nira be'enai deze'enu ela b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, cutting it is not a hefsek because you need lechem mishnah. Kiva David tzorach lechem mishnah lo gara migavi latura. We'll get to that. Right? It's no worse than giving food to your animal, which is not a hefsek, because that's a tzorach of the meal. Mashenkin b'chol hari hefsek. That's the Chassam Sofer. So based on this whole background, that's the Mishnah Brewer's Medaktikim. So we can't cut the challah on Shabbos before we make the bracha because it'll be a lack of shleimus for lechem mishnah. But the Mishnah Brewer in Hilchas Shabbos, Reishai and Gimel, quotes the Medaktikim, mark it. Even if you can't cut it, at least mark it. So it's ke'ilu you started the cut. The problem is sometimes some people mark it, and then they spend 10 minutes trying to find where the mark was after the bracha, and then that's even more of a hefsek. Right? So, you know, mark it, it's just a ke'ilu, and then you can cut wherever it is. Even if you don't get it on the mark, so to speak, okay. So that's the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ayin Gimel in Hilchas Shabbos. So the other Makaras were in Kuf Samach Zayin in Hilchas Regular Betzias Apas. Okay. We continue. One more line, and this line is the source for something that we all know, but it's only right here in the Yerushalmi, not in the Bavli. Here it is. Not when I say the Yerushalmi is better, we're just saying it's different. There are some sources in the Yerushalmi that come up. Here it is. Amar Rabbi Tanchu Bar Yudin. Remember, what was the context that we were talking about just now? If you suddenly fell down and you made a bracha and it's not going to work, so you have to make another bracha. Sarach Lomar Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusol Di Olam Va'ed. That concept, when you make a bracha for no reason, Baruch Shem Esricha, you say Baruch Shem, it's right here. You say Baruch Shem, Shelo Lahasker Shem Shemayim Levatala. So that Shem Shemayim is not Levatala. This is the concept. If you look at the Mefarshim, it's interesting. What does that do? What does that do? I said a bracha by accident. So what does that do? So if you look at the Rambam in two places, in Ilchas Brachas and Ilchas Shavuos, sounds like, yeah, that takes away the problem. Because you may say Hashem's name for nothing, and now you said a major praise, so now it's not for nothing. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liola Boed, amazing! So now it wasn't for nothing. The Rambam, the second to last halach in Hilchas Shavuos, the Rambam says, Imta halashon v'hosi shem levatala. If I said shem Hashem for nothing, yimaher miyad v'yishabeach v'yifa'er v'yahader lo. Kedei shelo yizacha levatala. I'm not supposed to do this, but if I said the name of God, go crazy with praise. Right? Be mahader, mishabeach, mifa'er. And what do we do? Ketzad, Omar, Hashem. If somebody says Hashem, right, we're not talking about a bracha here in Hilchas Shavuos. Somebody says Hashem, Omer, Baruch Hu Liolam Voed, O Gadol Hu, Umuhulam Yod, V'chayosi Bazeh, Kedesh Lo Yeh Luvatala. So the Rambam says Baruch Shem is just an example. You can say anything. Hashem, you're the best, you're awesome, you're amazing, you're tremendous, right, maybe even in English if you don't know Hebrew, right? You just go through all of Yishtabach, right, or all of Kaddish, right? Say all, so that's the Rambam. Sounds like that, so therefore it's not, it saves the day. Hilchas Brachos, it's more of a chiddush, as we'll see b'Hashem in a minute. Hilchas Brachos, the Rambam says, "Ein mevarch perak dalat alach yud. Ein mevarch en ala ochel mikol ochlem. V'lo ala mashke mikol mashke mashe yavo lefanav. V'im birech v'yachar kach hevi lefanav. Zorach lachzur levarch." As we said, not al ochel birech alav enafam yadav nisraf oshatvo nor fell into the river. Not al acher v'chozer umavarch alav. Alva v'ishu mi oso hamin. As we just said, v'tzarach lomar baruch shem kavod malchuso, baruch shem kavod malchuso la'olam al bracha rishona, kidei shelo lahotzi shem shemayim levatala. That's the Rambam here, right? So that there's no levatala. It's not levatala if I give a praise. If I give a praise to Hashem, it won't be levatala. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he's not as lechadchila. Oh, okay, you fixed the problem. You minimized the problem. You didn't fix the problem. Minimize. The Shulchan Aruch says, you should say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuson Al-Va'ed, Al Shehotzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. Because you did. Doesn't sound like it's no more Levatala. That's Reish Vav, Simin Sif Vav in the end. The Shulchan Aruch does quote, and this is quoted in the Charedim here too, and that is, if all you said was Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you caught yourself before Elokeinu Melech Olam, then you have another option. And that is saying the two words, Lamdeini Chukecha, because that's a pasuk. So if you only said Baruch Atah Hashem, and then we realized, then we say the words Lamdeini Chukecha, Shehu Nira Kekari Pasuk, V'ein Kan Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. Right? That's the contrast language of the Shulchan Aruch. If I said a bracha and then I said Baruch Shem, so that is kind of like tshuva. Tshuva. That's the chakira in this sugya. Is Baruch Shem tshuva? I was mostly in Shemayim Levatala, so I kind of have to like balance that with saying something good about God. Right? So, or is that undermine taking back what I did and it's not Levatala? So the Rambam sound like that it wasn't Levatala. You removed it. But the Shulchan Aruch sounds like, no, it's the contrast. If you say Baruch Shem, okay, that's tshuva. But if you only say Baruch Hashem, then you can say Al Nidichu Kecha, so that it isn't Levatala. An important comment of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish wonders, why is the, if I say a bracha, okay, wasn't that Chazal told me this, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Bari Minei Zonos. That's a beautiful statement. Why does that need Baruch Shem? That's a wonderful statement. That's the question on the Rambam. Right? Baruch Hashem and Tzricha. If I say Baruch Hashem and Tzricha, it's Machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos says that's an Issa Darabanan. Issa Daraisa? You said something beautiful. That's Losisa? The Rambam says that's Daraisa. So the Chazon Ish writes, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, Kuf Lamed Zayin Vav, says the Chazon Ish, he asks this question. Bishon lomala maskir shem shemayin levatala vaday misakin b'masha omer baruch shem. Avo mevarech bracha she'en etzricha. Ni dein kan chiyuv mikol makam shaka yishaba yish bohoda. It's a beautiful statement. What's the problem? Av karcha tzorach lomar, says the Chazon Ish. Tekivan de midrabanan asru bracha she'en etzricha. Tiknu bazel laharos sheze asr ulahachshivo kimotzi shem shemayin levatala. Chazal considered it that. Right? God's name is so holy that even if you make a beautiful statement about God's name, if we didn't allow you to say it, it's Ki'ilu Levatala. It's Ki'ilu Levatala. Even though you made a beautiful statement, it's Ki'ilu Levatala. Okay. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Tefillin, he talks about Baruch Shem in the context of Tefillin. Right? Like we say that Minhag of Ashkenazim is to say the bracha on Shel Rosh, and then we say Baruch Shem, as if Ki'ilu we did something wrong. Because the Rambam says you shouldn't make a second bracha on tefillin, Rambam and Rashi. So we pass like Baalei Tosfos. So it's an unusual type of circumstance that you're making a bracha meikar adin. We pass like the Ashkenazim pass like Tosfos. That you do make a second bracha. But we have covered for the Rambam and Rashi, and therefore we say Baruch Shem. But it's not, the Aruch HaShulchan finds that strange. And therefore he tries to give a whole new, creative shot for that Baruch Shem. That Baruch Shem is a different type of Baruch Shem. It's not this kind of Baruch Shem. You can look there, in the Aruch HaShulchan. In Hilchos Tefillin. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Got a lot to do. Ad kama yifros. Ad kama yifros. Right? So, what does this mean? So, the Haredim says, how big should your slices be when you cut challah? Right? You don't want to do it too small, because then you look like sorry ayin. You don't want to do it too big, because then you look like a ravton. Like a glutton. Rabbi Chanan of Rabbi Mona. Chad amarat kezayis. You could go down till kezayis. Not less than a kezayis. V'rcharana amarat pachad b'kezayis. No, very small. It's okay. Manda amar kezayis, kai detaninan. Where does the one kezayis from? Because the Mishnah says a menachas. Tamon. V'kulam petit and kezayis. These to break up, to crush up the carbonous mincha flour, the wafers, into little pieces that were kezayis big. And the Kohanim used to make hamotzi on them. So therefore you see, kezayis is okay. It's chashuv enough. Umanda amar, ad pachas be kezayis, tetani Rabbi Shmuel, afilu machzir l'solta. Because certain menachas could be even huchzar, returned to their flower stage. And therefore you see, crushing it up is okay. It's not terrible. Tani, kosha omer malav, shalosh brachos, omer olafanav, hamotzi lechem in aretz. Anything that you bench on, you're never going to bench on something that you don't make hamotzi on. This is against another sheet of the Tanaim, Rabbi Gamliel, who says there are other foods that you would bench on. But we hold that if you're going to bench, you're saying hamotzi. And if you're not going to bench, then you're not going to say hamotzi. Those two always go together. Hativa and Haripachos mikazayas. What if you have less than a kazayas of bread? Then you have to say hamotzi, but you don't bench. Harein omer l'acharav shalosh brachos. You don't bench for that. Me'ata lo yomer olav hamotzi lechem in aretz. You're not going to say hamotzi because you're not going to bench. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. No, Rabbi Acha bar Acha Omar l'shar haminim nitzrucha. I'm not talking about the quantity, but about the quality. Oh, you're right. If you eat less than a kezayis, that's a technical problem. I'm talking about the type of food. If it's a type of food, if you eat enough of it, benching and hamotzi, those two always go together. Period. Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav misubin. Another many laws of eating here. Misubin asurim l'tom klum hashiyatamam avarech. The mevarech, the other people at a meal are not allowed to eat, taste, until the one who made the bracha tastes and eats. And we're going to put a limit on this in a minute, but that's the halacha of Rav. The Mesubin aren't allowed to eat until the Mavarech eats. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar shows an Avavi Shalosh Asa. Yeshua ben Levi seems to argue. They could drink even before the Mavarech drinks. So my colleague, what's the machlokas about? So we say, no, there's really no machlokas. They're talking about two different cases. Ma dema rav kshayu kulam zukukim lakikar echad. If there's one challah, like let's say the balabais on a Friday night, he makes a motzi, he's cutting the challah, he is supposed to eat from the bread before, even if he's a nice guy and he wants to give all the guests, he could cut it all, but he is supposed to eat the piece of the challah first. That's kavod habracha. Because he made the bracha, he's supposed to eat first, the item was in front of him. Therefore, he's supposed to take a piece of challah first. Ma d'mar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, k'shoy kol echad ve'echad koso b'yado. Yeshua ben Levi was talking about when could everybody else eat first, or drink first, when they all have their own cup in front of them. So even if, let's say, everybody has their own little cup of grape juice or wine. So even if one person makes Kiddush, I'm allowed to drink. The other Mesubin could drink before the Mivarech drinks. Because they have their own. It's Kilu Shomei Ka'one. It's as if they said their bracha on their own cup of wine. And therefore, or if somebody has their own roll in front of them. Whatever it is, if they're all connecting to the one, so then they have to wait. But if not, not. And that's what the Haredim quotes, Lomaisa. Quotes Lamaisa, unless if everybody wants to get a little of the kosher bracha, then they have to wait to get a little bit of the kosher bracha poured in. But that's what he quotes from by Hamotzi and by Kiddush. One has that, right? Shamina, he quotes the Rashba and the Rush. Shamina mehacha de ein sorach hamavarach latol mikosul lekosul shabiyad acher. You don't have to pour in if they had their own cup. Avalam hayu pagumin, if they were pagum. Pagum means they were already drunk from, and they want to make them unpagumed, then you can put some of your wine in. But otherwise, not. Period. Tani hamavarech poshet yado tchila. Somebody who is making hamotzi, the one who makes hamotzi, you should serve him first the rest of the food of the meal too, because it's covet. He was the one that started the meal. Give him the food first. Poshet yado tchila elim ratzal achlo kavol rabo. Olam ishagadu imena b'torah harishus biyado. Or if he wants to give covet to his rav, to somebody who's greater than him in Torah, or I might say, add to guests. Right? The Baal Bais could give the guests first. Please take food, whatever you want, or reshus biyado. Rad kad havi kaitzi, when Rav used to cut the challah, havi ton bismalei umaflik bimine. He used to take a bite of the challah with his left hand and give out the challah with his right hand. The Pnei Moshe says he was just saving time. He didn't want everybody to wait for him, but he knew the halacha that we just said, that he has to take a bite first. So he was using both hands. He was acting quickly so that the people at the meal don't have to wait. He took a bite with his left hand. He was passing out the rest of the challah with his right hand. I saw the Mashbiach, one of the Achron in the back, says maybe it has to do with why doctors focus right and left. Why doesn't it just say one hand he was eating and one hand he was giving out? Because he even wanted to be mechabed those at his table. So as we just said, he could be mechabed others at the table. He dafka gave others with his right hand, because right is always more chashuv. So that's the emphasis of the right. Rav Huna Amar, Ahan Demar. What happens if somebody says, after saying amotzi and before eating? Right, we're talking about that bracha. So if somebody says after hours before eating, sabrich, sabrich, right? He says to the people, please take some challah, take some challah. But he's supposed to take a bite of the challah first and swallow it, because the bracha goes on the swallowing, not the chewing. The Magen Avraham points that out in Hilchas Brachas. Sometimes we make a bracha hamotzi, and then while we're still chewing, you're like, oh, good challah, already good. No, they have to swallow a little bit first, right? Besides the safety issues of talking with food in your mouth. But swallow him. So what happens if somebody was mafsik? Somebody said amotzi and then told everybody to take some challah. Ein bo, you're not supposed to do that, but ein bo mishum hafsik bracha. That's not a hafsik, because that's tzarech of the su'uda. But hav achvana l'turaya yesh bo mishum hafsik bracha. The Yerushalmi paskins, that if I say give some food to the oxen out there, I forgot to feed them, that would be a hafsik. That would be a hafsik, because what is that between hamotzi and eating? The Bavli in Brachas Daf Mem quotes not a different daya, that the Gvil Latura, right, give food to the ox, is not a hafsik, because your animals have to eat before you. And that's also part of the tzorich of the meal, and therefore it wouldn't be a hafsik. That's exactly what the Chassam Sofer just quoted a few minutes ago, when he says, cutting the challah on Shabbos is not a hafsik, because there's no worse than Gvil Latura. Right, he quotes, it's no worse than saying, give food to the ox, it's a tzorich of the meal. And therefore, machlok is Bavli and Yerushalmi, and we pass like the Bavli. Again, lechatchila, one should take care of their animals before they say the words hamotzi. But just in case, that would be not a that wouldn't be a hefsek. But obviously, anything not sarach of the seuda would be a hefsek. Rav Huna Amar Hada Shasisa v'Hada Mursa Shachikta Amar Alav Shakol Ne'ebed Varo. A lot of different potpourri of halachos quoted all here in the Yerushalmi, but obviously there's a connection to them. If somebody has this dish of shasisa, and this type of, it has other ingredients, but it's a liquidy dish, you say shahakol on this because it's considered a liquid. And anything liquid, even though it's has certain types of grains in it even, because it's a liquid, you're going to say shahakol. If it's thick at all, then you're going to say mizonos. If it's a type of porridge and it's bumpy at all, then you're going to say mizonos, that the charedim say. But any type of liquid, even if it has mizonos in it, that's Tosfos' comment. Tosfos in Brachas, Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph talks about, why do we say shahakol on beer? Doesn't beer have barley in it? Or other types of grains. And we know the rule is, mizonos is never batel. So Tosfos has 3 days there, Lamed Chesam and Aleph, and one of them is, if it's a liquid, that rule overrides. A liquid gets a shahakol, even if it has grains in it. And that's what he says about beer. Rav Huna Amar, Harishan Nosan Toch Piv, Vishachach, Velo Birech. Next halacha vilchas brachas. I start eating and I remember I did not make a bracha. Ima yumashkin, if it's liquid, our gersa is paltan, spit it out. Because you can't eat without a bracha. Can't eat without a bracha. The other gersa here is bolan. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. And that is bolan, you can swallow it. You put it into your mouth, okay. You know, you can swallow it. But baltashkes, if you spit it out, you're not going to be able to drink it. It'll be disgusting. So you can swallow it. But if it's food, one should move it to the side and make the bracha with food on the side of your mouth. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Mari Kumi Rabbi Yossi bar Avun B'shem Rabbi Yochanan Afilo Ochlen Palta. No, even food you're supposed to solids you're supposed to spit out. Because the pasuk says Yemale Piti Lasecha Kol Hayom Tefardecha. My mouth should be full of the praise of Hashem. I'm not supposed to have anything in my mouth when I make a bracha, and that's what we pass in Lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Kuf Ayin Beis Sif Katan Zion, that from the Sefer HaEshkol, one of the Rishonim, Mishnah Berurah quotes that we're not supposed to have anything in our mouth. Don't mumble it, don't close your mouth, but make a bracha loud and clear. And therefore, based on this pasuk Yimale Piti Lasecha. If I chew raw wheat, I make a bracha, so we would paskin bere pri adama. But Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be very specific. So that's his shita, bere minei zironin. Af yanu bishlan. We're going to start a brisa, Bezrem, today, and then I'm just going to finish up next time. Af yanu bishlan. If I cook them and bake them and made them into bread, bismancha prusas kayamos, if they're pieces of bread, omar len, amosi lechem anaretz. Mavarech alein, achrev shalosh brachos, and I bench. Imeina prusas kayamos, but if the pieces, if I bake them and then I cook them, and now they're totally fell apart. We said this already, I think yesterday also. Omar lehem, bere minei mizonos. Then it's no more, it doesn't have the tzura of bread anymore. So then I'm just going to make a mizonos. Omavarech alehem, bracha akas mein shalosh. So then I'm going to make an al hamichya on them. Ad kami yuprusos. How big do the pieces still have to be? Reb Yossi bar Avun Kana bar Marmalkia b'shem Rav ad kizesim. Until they're as big, as long as they're as kizayis size, so then it still has the tzura of lechem. And we paskin maybe even smaller than that. Hakotis says, orez, what about rice? If I chew rice, omar la berim minei zironin, same thing if I eat it raw, afyo bishlo, afa bishabrusas kayamos, omar la berim minei mizonos, veinatzorach achor levarech. As we know, rice is an exception to the rule. We make a mizonos, and it says here, no bracha. No bracha means bore nefashos. Right? That's what the Charedim points out on the bottom line. That bore nefashos, it's not a bracha like al hamichya, like bracha mein shalosh. That's why the Gemara calls that eno tsarach levarech. But really that means a bore nefashos. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beis Hashem. We will continue with Ilchus Brachas next time.